105.9 and in Georgetown, easy 100.7, always the relaxation station. It's 9:29, time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every week we talk with either Dr. Brian Adler or today, Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff with Strand Urgent Care in Myrtle Beach. And today we're going to be talking about a new program from Medicare that I think you'll be very interested in. It's called Chronic Care Management. And it kind of oversees and educates all kinds of things conducted by healthcare professionals to help patients with chronic diseases. Good morning, Dr. Vandergriff.
Good morning.
How new is this program?
It's probably over a year old now. It's maybe even longer than that. Over the past year or two, we've been seeing a lot of our medical societies discussing it. CMS, which is the Medicare group, has been sending articles out and encouraging doctors to get involved in chronic care management. And the purpose is for people that have at least two chronic medical illnesses, they are candidates for this program. And the way I explain to my patients is, Medicare understands that it's expensive for you to go to the ER, and it's even more expensive if you get admitted to the hospital. In order to try to control costs, they want your family doctor to be more involved in your day-to-day care, or month-to-month care in this case. You know, I may see you every 6 months to get your medicines refilled, and you may come in and do your blood work, but a lot of primary care offices, they don't have an opening when you're sick. So you're going to the emergency room a lot of times, or you're going to an urgent care center, and oftentimes that's causing increased costs to your for your health care. And if your family doctor had the ability to help you with an acute problem, or you have a chronic problem that could get worse if they're more involved in these chronic problems to help keep it from progressing and ending up in the hospital.
As expensive as healthcare is, I think overseeing the entire process is very important, especially as with folks get older, they start dealing with multiple health conditions, and they might be dealing with multiple doctors and multiple specialists. And so this is a good way to kind of make sure somebody is keeping charge of this. And I will say this also, I don't want to derail the program, but I was reading an article this week. I can't remember what health topic it was about, but it was just a very, very little bit surprising that this condition, whatever it was, that they recommended that should you develop this, that you actually go to an urgent care because of the extreme cost of the emergency room, and that the urgent care could actually handle it, and it would be much, much cheaper. And I wonder how many different circumstances would fall under that guide rule.
Well, that's one of the things, since we've been doing the urgent care with our primary care practices for the last 3 or 4 years now, getting people understand that, you know, if it's during our regular business hours, give us a call or stop by here first, and we may be able to take care of those issues and keep you out of the emergency room. And oftentimes your wait time is going to be much shorter, and your the cost to take care of you is going to be much lower.
Much lower.
And a lot of people say, oh, well, it doesn't cost me anything more. Well, yeah, but somebody's paying for those costs. And if you have private insurance, it's going to be reflected in your premiums, because if the insurance company is paying more out every year, they're going to increase your premiums.
I guess I probably should have started this. Do we want to define chronic care? What certain conditions are that we're talking about here?
Well, you know, the obvious would be high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, could be arthritis, it could be any number of chronic conditions, whether you take a medicine or you don't take a medicine. Even sleep apnea is a chronic condition that you don't take a medicine for, but oftentimes you use a machine to help. Mm. So anything that you are seeing your doctor every 3 to 6 months for, that's a chronic condition. An acute condition, something like a sore throat or a knee pain, maybe, where you tweaked it, you pulled your back working on the yard, that's an acute problem. But anything that lasts 3 to 6 months or longer is a chronic condition. And there are millions of people out there that have these chronic medical conditions, and they may see their doctor twice a year and get their med refilled, but in between those visits, there's no contact. Mm. So what Medicare has developed is they've developed this chronic care management program to allow your primary care doctor to touch base with you at least once a month. It may be your doctor, it may be a nurse or staff member at that office, and they will call you, they will help set up a care plan. So if you have diabetes and your sugars aren't really good controlled, that staff member is going to help you with figuring out how can we get this under control. Here's what we're going to do. Here's a plan. Here's a written plan that we will provide you so that it'll help you get this under control. And here's here's a number. This is your personal concierge nurse that you will call if you have any problems, and you can talk to that person directly. And a lot of times that staff member is trained to be able to handle those questions without waiting for the doctor to come back into the office or making an office visit appointment.
It seems to me that this is one of those rare circumstances where we're saving time, we're saving money, and we're actually getting better health care.
Well, that's the idea. That's what Medicare hopes, and there's a small fee associated with it. A lot of Medicare patients have a secondary insurance, and their secondary insurance may take up that 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. But it basically is to reimburse for your staff's time. We have to pay our staff for the time that they're here. And most of these programs, there's a dedicated staff member that does this full time because it requires full time to do that. It's not somebody that can do it part time. Dr. Adler has two nursing staff members that do this full time for him, for his 200 and something patients that are in the chronic care program.
Okay, so as a patient, how do I get this started?
Talk with your family doctor about it. See if it's something that they have set up. Do they have this set up? Your specialist can also do it, but the key thing is you can only have one chronic care management program in place. Mm-hmm. So if you're seeing a heart doctor and your heart doctor says, Medicare has this chronic care management program, would you like to sign up for it? Okay. And you're mainly a heart patient. Your family doctor doesn't deal a lot with your heart. You're mainly seeing your heart doctor for that. Then it might make sense for your heart doctor to be your chronic care management person. If you're like most Medicare patients, they are seeing multiple doctors. And so that's where we go back to the idea of a chronic care management program is that one person is in charge of all of those, and that usually is going to be your primary care provider, and you will still see the specialist for your routine checkups, but your primary care provider is the one that's sort of touching base with you every month and making sure that you're not having any complications. And again, the idea is to try to keep you out of the ER and keep you out of the hospital so that if you're a heart failure patient per se and you start gaining some weight and you're retaining fluids, well, here's what you need to do. Call your chronic care management person and talk to them about it. Or when they call you once a month, you talk to them about it and say, oh, I've been having some trouble retaining fluid lately. Do I need to adjust my medication?
Who determines who's going to be the manager? Do the doctors talk amongst themselves? Does the patient choose? Do they take the recommendations of the doctors?
It's sort of a first come, first serve basis. Mm. Like I said, if you're mainly just a heart patient, you got heart failure, you don't have any other problems, you see your heart doctor every few months, and you just see your family doctor once a year, then it doesn't make much sense for your family doctor to be that chronic care management person. But first of all, the doctor has to have it set up in place.
Right.
They have to have a staff member that's dedicated to that. And not all doctors have the ability to hire a staff member to do this full time. And so that's why usually it's your family doctor that's going to do that, because they see, you know, 5,000-10,000 patients in their practice. And out of all of those patients, there's enough of those that have multiple medical problems that would be a candidate, whereas the specialist may not want to hire a staff member just for this program.
I love this idea. I got to be honest with you. It sounds perfect. One more question, and I don't put anything past anybody in this world today, but are there really people going to the emergency room with sleep apnea?
People are going to the emergency room for every little minor complaint, and
really?
It's because of the convenience. It still blows my mind, somebody that might wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and they go to the ER when my office is going to open in 3 hours, and they can't wait the 2 hours and to come in when my office opens. It's still you know, we've been doing urgent care now for almost 4 years, and we still have patients that don't realize that we're open on Saturdays and Sundays. And so everybody shows up on Monday, and they've been sick for 4 days. Mm. Well, you came in yesterday. You probably could have been in and out in 15 minutes because Sundays aren't that busy. And until we can sort of get people to understand that we do appointments on the weekends, and we can see you after 5 o'clock, and you know, just give us a call first. Don't just assume that we're closed because it's Memorial Day. We're not. We're only closed Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. So call us, call the office and find out, are you open? Do you have an appointment slot open? If you don't, how busy is it? What's the wait time? Should I come on in or should I wait? And let the staff sort of help you to prevent you from going to the emergency room, because there's a good chance, unless it's a true emergency, you're going to wait longer at the emergency room than you will at our office.
Yeah. Chronic care management, new program from Medicare. Talk to your healthcare provider about it. It sounds fantastic to me. And remember, if you're looking for urgent care or a healthcare provider, you can always call Strand Urgent Care. They're on International Drive in Carolina Forest, right there next to the Intercoastal Waterway. Their phone number, 843-945-3030, 945-3030. And remember, these programs now available in podcast form at the South Strand Internist website, which is simply southstrandinternist.com.